How to keep everyone fed during a pandemic Thanksgiving from Marketplace. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Every year, community kitchens and shelters feed millions of Americans on Thanksgiving. Many of those Americans are homeless. This year, the need will be even greater, and we are talking well beyond Thanksgiving. The group Feeding America says 1 in 6 people will experience food insecurity by the end of the year. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab talked to some organizations in New York City about how they're providing both food and comfort on this holiday and doing it safely.
Mosbia Soup Kitchen Network has 3 locations in Brooklyn and Queens, and they're now serving meals 24 hours a day, 5 days a week.
It's just so sad that people can be so dire that 3 a.m., if that's the slot that they can get, that's the slot they'll take.
Alexander Rappaport is the executive director. He says demand has grown so much during the pandemic that serving into the night is the only way to get food to everyone safely. That includes Thanksgiving, and there are other changes.
People used to come in and have like a restaurant, but now it's all to go.
The Bowery Mission in Manhattan is also dishing up turkey dinner to go with a side of face masks, and there will be tables outside with music and decorations. James Winans runs the mission.
People gather around the table and have conversations with perfect strangers. So we're hoping some of that happens on Thanksgiving Day in a safe way.
Because these aren't just places to get a hot meal. They're communities for people who may not have them. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
North Korea is sometimes called the Hermit Kingdom, but the reality is it does a decent amount of trade, mostly with China. In a normal month, a couple $100 million worth of goods flows between the two neighbors. But by October, trade between them was down 99% from the year before. It may be a sign that Pyongyang is facing a major humanitarian crisis. Here is more from the BBC's Asia-Pacific editor, Celia Hatton.
Chinese customs data indicates that last month, just $1.6 million worth of goods were exchanged between China and North Korea. The once porous border separating the two is now almost entirely sealed off. In January, North Korea closed it to try to stop the spread of COVID-19, but that decision has created other problems. A Swiss monitoring agency says Pyongyang is facing a humanitarian emergency due to shortages of food, clean water, and medical services. That follows a warning from the UN earlier this year that 10 million North Koreans need aid. South Korea's unification minister has called for food assistance and fertilizer to be sent to the north, citing evidence that the coronavirus and climate change were crippling food production there.
That was Celia Hatton with our editorial partner, the BBC. By the way, if you want to catch up on the day's economic news, check out Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl on public radio or marketplace.org. Amy Scott is in for Kai today. Give a listen. On any given night, about 28,000 people are homeless in Florida. And in Osceola County, there are no homeless shelters. For some people, the only option is to live in a motel that has no running water or electricity. Danielle Pryor from WMFE in Orlando reports on the conditions at the motel and what that means for people without a home during a pandemic.
Mike Beaver is a resident of the Star Motel in Kissimmee. He works nearby at Disney. He says the motel's power has been turned off 5 times, the water twice this year. Still, he says he's not leaving.
I am not in harm's way. I am fine, and I'm staying here.
The cost of a room is $800 a month. The motel's manager, Sarah Russo, says she wants the utilities turned on, but most residents aren't paying their rent.
We have not been receiving rent since the beginning of COVID. We have 2 people that have been paying rent. One of them has currently moved. The other is still here.
Osceola County officials say they have marked the property unsafe. The county has started building a fence around the motel and boarding up vacant rooms. But officials say it isn't being condemned and residents won't be forced out. County Commissioner Cheryl Grebe says they've already relocated 40 families to another motel and would like to turn one property into transitional housing.
You know, hotels are not designed to have a stove, to have all this computer equipment for the kids having to work remotely, certainly not hot pads and things like that.
Grebe says the state won't let the county use more than $65 million it received from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act to refurbish a motel. So the county voted to spend all of its CARES Act funds on public safety. That is allowed, according to Florida Congressman Darren Soto, who represents the district.
The amount of increased overtime and personnel needed, whether it's cops or firefighters, whether it's EMTs, is a lot. And so the CARES Act funding is primarily for use for issues like that.
This has freed up money in the county budget. The county commission is considering spending this money on affordable housing. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor for Marketplace.
Homeless Americans have been housed in hotels and motels in many cities around the country during the pandemic, usually not in as desperate a condition as we just heard about. Some California counties are winding down those kinds of programs. They say as some federal coronavirus funding expires soon, they've got to move residents out of hotels into cheaper, more stable housing. Homelessness advocates have criticized moving people during the holidays and say ending the programs puts people at risk. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.